have Tricia calling for you.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello.
Daddy?
Hi, Trish, how are you?
Me. How are you?
Fine, you still in California?
Yeah, I'm going to another event now.
Oh, boy.
In a little while. But, it's, you know, the Employ the Handicapped luncheon in San Bernardino.
How'd the things go last night?
Very well. Ethel Waters was so moved. It was really beautiful. I introduced your tape and all, and then read your telegram, too. And, it was just great. It was a huge hit.
Right.
People gave it a standing ovation. That was really
great.
Nice.
Isn't that marvelous?
It was really a nice crowd. People like Robert Young with
it. How'd the other one go?
Oh, fine. The black one. It was very interesting. But they were nice, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's good you went, though.
Yeah, and Helene and Jack were there.
Good.
Which was nice. And then,
But the Harrison McCall one, you were disappointed that they...
It was really nice of him.
What?
Bob Hope came to both, which was really nice.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, and he's just great. Gee, he really always brings down the house. He has the most fantastic jokes.
Yeah. Incidentally, the Harrison McCall thing, you didn't have many people there, but it was very worth doing. It'll get around.
No, I was really sad to see there were only about 50 people.
Isn't that the damnedest thing?
It's just people, you know, they just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he was a great person.
But there were nice people there.
Well, I'll tell you, it was very just his family. You know, like the grandsons all had this long hair, some tied back with a ponytail, some around the shoulders.
Oh, boy.
As long as mine.
Well, anyway...
But anyway, I was glad to do it because, you know, purchase
right.
The memory. But anyway, I'll tell you why I'm calling. I got a call from Bill Cota's daddy about the Columbus Day Parade in New York, and guess who's going to be there?
Who?
McGovern. Now,
No, you shouldn't be there.
I shouldn't do it?
Well, let's see.
Now, I'll tell you, the thing is, it's live coverage in the state. And,
When is this, Sunday?
It's Monday. And,
what do you think about it?
Well, I don't really know what to think. I mean, if it were any other place but New York, I would say, you know, there's no... I just know that the receptions I've gotten at Italian places have been great. They really have been, Daddy. And I think we could take a chance on it.
Well, I'd do it then.
Because it's not you, and it's not
that's
you.
Right.
And, so even if I don't get as good a reception as something...
Well, I would avoid trying to get a picture with him if you can.
Well, now that's very interesting because I'll tell you, I think we're going to try to work something out with the governor's office so that I can ride in the parade because it's his guest.
Yeah.
Is that a bad idea, do you think?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Like maybe ride in the parade. So you're going to get a mixed reception in New York. You know that.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it. I'd just do it. I think it's good. Just go right in there.
Now then, here's the thing. McGovern plans to be there from 12:30 to 1:30.
Oh, hell, he won't be there long enough to make any difference.
Yeah, well, anyway, so I thought I would definitely stay for the whole thing. So I'll look better.
That's right.
Staying for the whole
thing. That's right.
And then,
mm-hmm.
We could be on opposite sides of the reviewing stand.
Right.
And I think that, you know,
Del Cota's to go ahead and do his best.
The Italian leaders, I think, are for us.
Yeah, Del Cota's to go his best.
Because he wants to march in the parade, and they don't mind to march in the parade. They're fighting him.
That's right.
But yet I might be able to ride in the parade as the governor's guest. Because the governor gets to ride in the parade.
Or you might ride in it. Or you might walk in it.
Or walk. You think walking's better?
If you marched in the parade, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You
think marching?
Be sure that you. Yes, sir. Be sure you walk for a part of the way. He won't. You walk.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good contrast. Okay.
I did in the Steuben Day.
You do it. You tell him you'd love to walk in the parade.
Okay, fine.
And just walk.
If they'll let me, I don't know.
Who will let you?
The people in the parade, because they don't... See, it's supposed to be a non-political event.
That's all right. You're not their partisan.
Yeah.
So you'd love to walk in the parade.
That's true. I'm not a candidate.
That's right. You just say you'd love to walk in the parade. You do that.
Yeah.
That'll kill them.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I call Bill back and say,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Daddy, let's say I do get in a picture with... If I, you know...
No problem.
Shake hands.
No problem.
So what do? I just...
I'd do it coolly.
So
because he's been very rough and everything, but I'd just be do it coolly and say absolutely nothing about him. I mean, if people ask you, no, I'm not going to comment.
What do you think of Senator? Then the press will be around. So
no,
what do you think of Senator McGovern?
No, I'd say I have no comment. I mean, you know my positions. I mean, I'm not going to comment on the other candidate. We're only commenting on what we're doing.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll say, what do you think of him? And I'll just say,
No. They ask you about Mrs. McGovern, and she says, well, you think
I'll just say, I really don't know her.
Yeah, no, I've never
That's
met her.
That's what I'm going to ask.
Just, I've never met her. Right.
So I really don't know her.
No, I haven't, I've been so busy, I haven't followed what she's done. That's right.
And what, well, yeah.
No, I'd say that.
Okay.
Then I'd say, but with him, I'd say, well, Senator, I've not met him before, and I have nothing. I mean, obviously, we're on different sides.
I just don't know, we
just, no, what I would say is this. Just say this is a non-political event, so therefore I'm not going to make any political comments. That's the way to handle it. Mm-hmm. That's the way to go.
You asked me a question about the parade.
Yeah, the parade, so I think it was great, and so forth and so on. But this is a non-political event. I'm not going to make any political comments. We're both here to honor the Italians and so forth, and we're not going to make, and it would be unfair.
I'm not going to say that we're both here. I'm just going to say that.
Says I'm here to honor the Italians. Right. But I think you're right. Don't make any comments. Say this is a non-political event. I'll make no political comments, whatever.
Okay. I think I'll do that.
All right.
So I'll call back now and say I'll do it.
All right.
You think it's good to do?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Okay, good.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.